And welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time listening, you picked a bad time to start. But let me tell you what it's like listening to the 8-Bit Geek. It's like hanging out with your two best friends and knowing that you're always going to have a great time. It's building 10 years of memories that can be accessed in an instant. All the laughter, the frustration, the tears. It's being there for the special moments. The new homes, new children, new dogs, and of course, new gaming consoles. It's like a Thanksgiving dinner, where you actually make turkey and sides and not get it from a can. It's like saying, meh, at just about everything in life but the Muppets. It's like having a family that you never knew you needed, but the universe delivered anyways. I'm Jeremy, and for the last time, these two delightful idiots once said yes to doing a podcast with me.
I'm not ready.
I was going to say, that's your part. I'm usually the late one on this.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, no, I did get tears.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a pretty good good intro there, bud.
I did get really, like, I welled up when I was writing it. I was writing it on my... all day today on my breaks and lunches and stuff. And lunches, I get multiple, as you know.
Whoa, okay, Jeremy Richmond, fucking calm down, bud. <Wow. laughs> You can afford your multiple lunches, Jesus. Wow, okay.
why do you think we're quitting this thing?
Needs more rich, bitch. Lunches.
So if you couldn't guess by now, this will be the last episode of the 8-Bit Geek. Not so much, we're not going to go away into the dark fully and completely. We talked beforehand and we said, like, we'll keep this channel active. We'll keep it open. And so that way, if we ever, want to mess around on the mic and talk about a movie that came out, or if we just, want to talk about an event, or, we've talked about, like, if we even go to a con, we'll maybe get on the microphones and chat a little bit.
Yeah. And I still want to do things like 8-Bit Horror Fest. Mm-hmm. Like, those are most fun. Mm-hmm. And especially, getting Pete to come on and stuff. Like, that's a show, like, that's always a blast. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we decided that, 10 years is a long time. We've had a lot of great memories. We've done a lot of great things. But we don't want to deliver a show to everybody if our hearts aren't into it. And I think Kevin said it best, when we were chatting about everything, is that is like 10 years is a long time and people change and things change. And it's not that we hate each other and we're at each other's throats. It's quite the opposite. We're all... best friends.
Deep in each other's throats, actually.
We're deep in each other's. Deep in there.
But anyways, that's... I'll shut up. Any hoozles. If you guys want to chat or say something, I've talked a lot.
Yeah. No, I mean, you nailed it. What about the 10 years? I mean, a lot's changed. I mean, Doug's had two children since then. We've gained and lost people in our lives. So we've gained and lost pets, and even friendships, and a lot. Like I said, that's a decade. I mean, that's a lot, especially in the podcasting world where technology and everything, it went from like kind of us being like kind of the only ones on the block doing our thing at the time to now like everyone and their moms has something going on. And that's not a bad thing. It's just the accessibility of podcasting is so far out there, and it's become kind of in my opinion, it's become kind of a young person's game. Like, I love chatting with you guys every week, and man, it's such a blast. And that's our chance to catch up. I mean, cause we legit are friends out of this. I mean, we're going to continue to be friends. And I love it, but it's just like, keeping up with the recording and everything like that, our schedules are completely different now. You know, we all have families, we all have different obligations now, and it's just something that all of us can't really commit to every week. So I mean, yeah, I think this was the best method for this, and it isn't goodbye, like Jeremy said. It's just, you know, see you down the road kind of deal.
Yeah. But, what he said.
Doug's like, I'm not opening my mouth at all.
No, it's just, you know, Jared hit us up earlier in the week and was just kind of like, you know, after not recording for 3 weeks, like, you know, hey, like, I think it's time to put it to bed. And there was no, I think everyone was in agreement. Like, it was, I have to assume that he was expecting pushback and he got none.
Yeah, I thought my fingers were very light to hit the send button, because I was like, yeah, this is not going to go over well. And yeah, like you said, there wasn't pushback for it.
Yeah, I mean, my response was essentially like, I have mixed feelings. Like, it's a thing that I love doing. I have a lot of fun doing this every week with you guys. And it's always like the moments before we record that are the worst, where you're tired. You're like, can I fucking be funny for 2 hours? You know, like, I don't just know if I have that energy in me. And then we get here and everything falls into place, and yeah, we have good weeks, we have bad weeks. You know, it is what it is. But yeah, like the times it's just like, well, but when, like, we're old now, you know, getting up early on a Sunday morning, like, well, a day, you know, maybe like one day off to do it or whatever is, I don't know. You don't want it to be a chore, you know, like that's when it stops being fun.
Exactly.
And it was getting to the chore aspect, and it was like still having a fun chore, but it was still a chore. And I don't know, it's just wild. I was talking with Katie about it later that day, and I was just like, it's weird to think about. This started 10 years ago, because she and I had just moved in with each other, like, a couple months before. We had just gotten Pilot right around that time. We weren't engaged. So, like, in the process of the show, I've gotten engaged, married, and had 2 kids.
And Pilot's still kicking.
And Pilot's still kicking. He turns 10 in May. And yeah, which is also sad in its own right, because it's like, oh no, yeah, you're a bigger dog. They don't make it much longer. So he seems to be doing fine, though. Who knows? This motherfucker might live to be 15 or some shit, because he's asshole. But
you know he's going to.
That's how it goes. The more bitter they are, the longer they last.
Well, I mean, he's fine. He's totally still super chill, and that's probably what it is. Is like, he's so chill that, like, he has, you know, I'm fine.
Yeah,
like,
he's not wearing himself out.
Yeah. I haven't fucked up my joints or my hips or anything by being obnoxious. Like, you know, so I don't know. But yeah, so it's been such a huge part of my life for the last 10 years that, like, there's a sense of, I don't want to say relief, but, like, you know, I'm going to be nice. I don't have to worry about stuff. I'm having to do stuff every week. But at the same time, like, I feel like I'm going to miss it, because it is such a big part of everything. And Saga's still going to be going on, so I'm still going to be busting my ass over on that. Like, so it's not 100% gone, but
yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about it a little bit earlier, and I was like, fuck, man, this is kind of like saying goodbye to a sitcom. This is like being on a sitcom for 10 seasons. And then it's like, oh wow, it has to end at some point, and it has to, you know, like you said, you made the comment of it becoming a chore. I think that's a great way to state it, because, you know, a lot of times it got to the point where I was almost dreading recording, because I was just like, fuck. I was like, I got it. Like, I can't stay up late on Saturdays. I can't. And then I was like, and then in the morning time, I'm like, how am I going to be fucking, like you said, funny? And then worrying about everything else. And yeah, it never was that before. It was always, I was always enthused for 10 years. I was like, yes, I can't wait to fucking talk to my friends and can't wait to do this and that. And, you know, and then the editing was another part of it, where it wasn't just me on a Sunday shooting the shit for 2 or 3 hours in the morning. And then it was editing at nighttime and me losing that time as well. And I was like, so it did become a chore, and, you know, all that. And, So yeah, it just, once it gets to that point, it's not fair to the people involved for the rest of the hosts and the people listening, because then it feels like, you know, it could almost be like phoning it in sometimes. So, but what did your what did your significant others say?
Katie was kind of like, not, I don't know, she's supportive, but I mean, you know, she also was like, that's weird, you guys have been doing it for so long, it's weird to think about you guys not doing it. But you know, she's been checking in, because I've been kind of blue the last few days. But I think it's the right choice either way. I mean, because yeah, like, you know, last week, you know, Kev was still out of town and you're like, you want to record? No. Like,
yeah.
I enjoyed having Pete on that week. We had Pete with us, but I also enjoyed having those Sunday mornings to sleep in, you know, and I don't get a lot of that anymore, especially with two young kids who decide that 5:30 in the morning is the perfect time to wake up.
Hey, give them coffee.
She's like, well, it's me. You know, I used to just be like a one cup of coffee in the morning type of person, and like this last week, I think I had two cups of coffee every fucking morning because I was just like, this is too fucking early. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. So. By the way, thank you, Pete. I didn't get to say that since I haven't recorded since. Yeah, thanks, Pete, for covering for me that week. It was hilarious. I was listening to it while everything was going down, laughing my ass off every day. Because, you know, like, he would, I just, you know, once again, they're like, oh, yeah, no, this is your permanent job, Pete. Yeah, Kevin's not coming back.
Yeah, we finally had to cut him loose.
Yeah.
and who knew that can we blame him for this? Like, he came on and then all of a sudden we're not doing it anymore.
Oh, Pete.
But, yeah, Ashley was also very, like, she was checking in with me every day. And she's like, so like even the day that I walked into her room, and cause I've had many discussions with her and about like the pros and cons and like the, how my happiness is and like, you know, how I don't want to lose you guys as friends, but also at the same time, the show doesn't feel like it needs to continue. And she was really supportive of it. And she just, she was just like, well, what are you going to do? Kind of like Katie. She was like, are you going to have another hobby? But,
you point to all the unbuilt Legos. Like, I'm set. Yeah.
Now my Sunday mornings are, instead of grabbing a paper, I'm grabbing a Lego.
That's right.
Yeah, she was sad to see hear everything and everything, like that it was going to end, but she was also supportive and she was like, yeah, I mean, if it's time, it's time. So
that's how Debbie was as well. She was supportive about it. And she's like, right before we were going to record, she's like, you going to cry? And I'm like, probably. She's like, aw. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And she also asked what I'm going to do afterwards. And like, I'm going to fucking relax on Saturday nights, you know, and not have to worry about getting up early Sunday morning or, you know, and then, yeah, you know, I'm going to try to stream more. That the last couple of months, I've been a little bit more active on streaming. And now that, you know, I don't really have any podcasts or anything going on, streaming's been a lot of fun because it's been my way of kind of connecting and reconnecting and with society in a way since, you know, I haven't been going out for much for COVID. So, which is, like I said, the last couple of weeks with California, man, that really changed. So it's wild. I think we're starting to get somewhat back to some kind of normal world where everyone believes COVID's gone, but it's still not. But it's starting to, like, I'm starting to see a lot more people go maskless. And I, once again, I don't know if that's a relief or a scare, but
I think that everyone, for the most part right now, is pretty safe. And the reason why is because everybody already got it for the most part. And so for 3 months, going to be great. After that, another surge.
Yeah,
they're talking about there's going to be another surge here soon.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, it's just turned into, which is what you want in the end, is that you want it to become the flu. You want it to mutate to a point where it's nothing.
Right.
And I think at this point with everyone, like not everyone, but so many people being vaccinated, those who, I hate to say this, but those who didn't get vaccinated and got it, either were lucky and lived and or died. And if you got it and you live, like, yeah, you have a better chance of surviving the next one. But yeah, you know, that's what mutate. That's what they're trying to stop, is it from mutating and getting worse. And thankfully it looks like it's mutating. Now, granted, you know, in 5-10 years, we could have another, you know, kind of swine flu sort of version that comes in super fucking scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully with modern advancements in medicine, we'll be able to tackle it faster. So
yeah. Well, that's definitely what will happen is they're already working on pills to lessen the effects of getting the virus. And I mean, just like it'll be on store shelves, like you see Tylenol flu, it'll be Tylenol COVID, or, you know, and it'll be fucking, it'll just be that. And it'll hopefully we won't get a strong strain and in the wintertime, and, you know, fingers crossed.
But we're starting to get back to that point, yeah, where we can start reintroducing ourselves to society in a way. So, yeah, streaming and all that. I mean, I might be doing that. I don't know about you guys. I don't know what you're going to, but.
Hey, I'll tell you this.
I've really, in the last, month or so, kind of really put a lot more into Saga. Launched a Discord for that, and it's patrons and just anybody else that may not be on 8-Bit Geek already. But they've been... We've streamed the show over there while we're recording, which has been a lot of fun. I've done edit streams, so patrons can like listen in like a little early, kind of look to see how it's made.
Douglas,
so I would really like to.
I have a spare webcam. I'd love to get an extended cable, and then mount it. Just so that way the table is shown while we're recording.
Yep. I want to do that too. Cause like on here. So like, since we do it on Discord, like you can have your camera on, and then you can also share your screen and people can look at both. And so, because I've been showing the maps and the videos and all that stuff, like it'd be cool. Yeah. To have them see that, but it'd also be cool to have like that. They could look down on the table almost. I just got to figure out how we'd mount a thing. So they could see.
There are overhead mounting solutions. You know, you could do essentially like a boom arm, or we can hang it right from that. Hang it right from the light that's up there.
Yeah, nice. We definitely have options. It's just one of those. We gotta figure it out.
Or do an angle, or just go directly on the table, or do an angle from your computer. Who knows? But yeah. I figured it'd be a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, and also getting like an overhead mic sort of situation, because right now we're just using my laptop mic, because all of our microphones are going into the recording computer, and I looked to see if the USB mixers had another out, because they have USB outs which are going into the recording computer, so we can't use that, and then or if they had an analog audio out also for like headphones, but I would have to get like a converter to plug that into the Mac to use, so they could hear microphone audio versus. So this is a whole thing, and it's one of those. There's a lot that I want to fix around there also, but it's not my house, so I don't want to go in and be like, okay, so we're gonna mount this here, we're gonna mount this there, and you know.
Just walk in with permits. Don't even just be like, here you go.
I
can
make them, and it just, I will do it in crayon, and it just says permit. And oh my God.
No, it'd be Ron Swanson. I'm going to hand him a piece of paper that says, I'm like, I can do this. I can do what I want.
I'd say so. I think Ed would let that fly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would let, we could probably get away with whatever we needed that benefited the show. But also, like, we have our mic cables are great, but they're also like 10 feet too long, so there's just a fuck ton of coiled up cable in between me and like we have the table and we have the side table, and then in between just loops of mic cable. It would be nice to get something a little more, I don't know. I also want another computer to actually stream from. I've been using my laptop, and it's not quite powerful enough.
Get with your stupid IT company, and tell them to sell you one. Your IT.
I mean, maybe we might have one soon. So that's how Caleb got a job there, is that they had to hire more people because they finally got approved to do the computer replacements after COVID, because they couldn't, you know, when they were
when they didn't have money.
Saving, quote unquote, saving money. They stopped buying stuff for like a year, and they just this year they're doing like a 1.5 or like almost $2 million computer replacement program to get everyone new computers because they haven't done it in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
You know? So that being said, there should be a number of computers coming up for sale, hopefully, that maybe, yeah, I could just get a basic S1.
Me too.
Me too. Strictly for streaming. Dude, they would be old and pieces of shit. They would not be like, but it'd be good enough to run slobs and these maps and videos and stuff, because none of that's too.
And old, do you mean by like, they're going to be so fucking old. 3 years, gross.
The ones that are being replaced are like 5 years old at this point.
I mean, for
or seven, because they get replaced. They're supposed to be replaced every 5 years. Yeah. And I mean, they stopped doing it in 2020, and they're just now getting replaced. So we're looking at about 7-year-old computers.
Okay. Maybe you're right then. Okay. let's move on. We're actually going to put on a show here for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Not really, though, because the we're doing a top three right now, and the top three is more about 8-bit. So, but that's okay. We're going to actually count down our top three things that we took away from being a part of 8-Bit for the last 10 years. We did just three because we didn't want to do five. So
it was too much time. You know how we spend like an hour and a half doing these when they're five.
So. Okay, so let's start off with Doug. Top three things that you loved / took away / learned / whatever from the 8-Bit Geek in the last 10 years.
Number three, things that, I don't know, all the opportunities that we got, to do things like the conventions and press stuff. I look back on all the time, we went to, again, all those conventions and just like riding the elevator with Ray Park, riding the elevator with Nick Carter, doing the interview with DMC. Meeting Peter Klein's like getting to do all those things, but get to go to those places to do those things. And even like, even though like I didn't necessarily go as 8-Bit Geek, but like, you know, when we went to New York Comic Con and Caleb, I guess that one. And then he and I went to like Star Wars Celebration and stuff. Like there was still that air of like, I'm here working and doing this as like part of the 8-Bit Geek while also being a fan. But like, you know, getting to do all those photos and think back at the time we went to the Stan Lee panel, and as press, we got right up on that, like up on that fucking stage almost, you know, like we were right fucking there, and meeting that dude who let us go take those pictures of Stan Lee when Stan Lee wasn't taking photos with anybody, like that shit was all those sort of opportunities just to get to do that stuff was one of the best parts. And I hope that even though like the show may be going away like on a weekly basis, that we can still use our podcasting powers to get into things in the future. We can still say, hey, we're press. Can we please get in? As the Epic Geek. Yeah. We know we haven't released an episode since April of 2022. Shut up.
Give us a reason to release an episode.
Give us a reason to release an episode. That's right. We have tens of listeners and
they're ready for this content.
No.
Kev, what's your number three?
My number three is something I'm sure you guys won't have on your list, because this one is 8-Bit gave me a reason to visit Texas. Before this, I had literally no reason. I didn't know anyone in Texas. There's nothing I really needed to see.
Why do you think we moved to Texas? Is 8-Bit Geek?
We started in Kansas City and said, fuck this, let's get out of here.
And you're the only one. You're the only one who didn't follow.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, you guys, and especially like I went from getting to see Dallas, but then like, you know, when we would drive down, it was so much fun doing those road trips with you guys to conventions where we would start in Dallas and caravan it down to, you know, we'd go through Austin, we'd go through Waco, and I'd get to see like all these cool parts of Texas, just basically going down 35, and we'd either end up at Houston or San Antonio. And yeah, like it was a great time every time. We got to hit Buc-ee's. I got to learn what the magic of Buc-ee's was. And, you know, just I got to experience Torchy's with you guys, Stevie's. I mean, Texas
Stevie's.
We got to go to the video game museum, which was so fucking rad. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had some great times in Texas, man.
And oh,
like,
man.
Once again, you would tell me 20-year-old me, like, great times in Texas. I'd be like, okay, that's weird.
Did the Battleborn thing.
Oh, yeah, the Battleborn
thing.
Yeah. And rolled.
We saw two of four members of the Gorillaz.
We also we were feet away from Ashley Birch.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we, yep.
Man, we, who is fucking having a career right now, man? What right? What a goddamn year for her.
Yeah.
She had two games come out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Did I send you guys the TikTok where someone going like, all right, goodbye, Ashley Birch, putting away Horizon, whatever it's called, Forbidden West or whatever. Like, goodbye. And hello, Ashley Birch, pulling out Tiny Tina's Wonderland. Like, yeah, well, that, and then like she's got a new show on Disney Plus right now, some animated show, cool. You know, and then she's also on Mythic Quest. Like,
Mythic Quest, yeah.
Congratulations, Ashley Birch. If I had known then, I wouldn't have been a little pussy, and I would have gotten said hi.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. But she would have looked at my badge and been like, you're not supposed to be in here, sir. Security?
Security?
Oh, shit. Security?
Oh, fuck. That's okay. It would have been worth it.
It would have.
Yeah.
My number three is going to be the community that we built. It's a, it really just like, opened up like right in the beginning. It was like a floodgate of people coming in and all these different personalities and all the people that we've met and made connections with. And, you know, I just, there's so many people who stand out to me that just will, I'll never forget, you know what I'm saying? From AJ, from the UK.
I love AJ.
Yeah. I mean, even Ryan, who I didn't even know until Kevin came around, and he was a huge, he was like the first fan of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so he, I mean, the relationships there, Mo, you know, Sean Subside, Random,
Ratty.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm there's so many I'm blanking now.
You got Windress. You
have
Byron.
Mm-hmm. Byron.
Dadjokes.com.
Oh my God, dude. The man who gives us the absolute best like Marvel summaries in the world. Did you guys see? Okay, this motherfucker this last week went on vacation to Florida and he's like, yeah, so I'm watching Avengers Endgame, and then after that I'm gonna watch Avengers Infinity War. And we're like,
what?
It's fucking what? And he was like, well, I think he was like, well, they're on TV, and that's just like that's on now, and we're gonna go get lunch, and when we come back, Infinity War is gonna be on. And it's like that's fucking out of order.
He would watch it that way.
But it's
so Byron.
It feels like, yeah, like it's totally like a Byron thing. Like, of course. Yeah, okay.
And sure, we can't have Byron without his tag team partner and Doug's cousin, Austin.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Those two.
You got Sirius. You got Carl. That's a classic. Twan. Mm. Like, there's so many people who we just, and there's so many more that we won't even be able to name. I mean, it's crazy. All the hosts of the shows that have come and gone, and all the people that were in our lives for a season, and some of these people that we've mentioned have moved on, and some still listen. But for a moment, we were just this huge community that had a ton of people who just really came together for one stupid show about three people talking about shit they didn't even know what they were talking about. So it was fantastic. So that's my number three.
That's a beautiful one.
Doug, number two?
That's my number two, is the people. And, the Discord, which I feel like we should say, like, the Twitter, the Discord, all that stuff is staying. Yeah. None of that's going away.
No,
like,
it's all gone.
Nope.
I've already deleted it.
Oh, no. Oh, that would suck so bad. But, yeah, all that's still going to be there, because we've built a thing that is, like, indestructible at this point in that regard, is, like, if we were to shut it down, like, there would be chaos. People, I mean, like, it would be madness. And But on top of that, again, you mentioned Windrus, like meeting her at a convention and then becoming like such good friends with her mm-hmm. and her husband, Paul. Paul. and I mentioned him earlier, Peter Kleins, mm-hmm. like, you know, just running into an author that I enjoyed at a convention and sparking what I would say is like a real friendship, you know, like, which yeah. is so wild to me to think about, like the fact that I know that I can just pretty much message him anytime and he'll answer back pretty quickly.
Throwing your friendship dick around. We get it.
It kind of falls into the last one too. Just the opportunity. This is a cool thing that came out of this. That is,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I do. I love the community. I like that it's gotten to the point where we are no longer required to push the conversation forward. But people necessarily aren't there to come talk to us anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People get on there because of the friends that they've made on it, and that is like really fucking sick. Like I'm on there every day. I typically post every day, but often I'm just lurking, just like watching people talk and chiming in with if my cousin's wrong about something, which is often, but you know, otherwise.
God, I'm so glad it's him and not me. I'm glad he's taken that mantle up.
So, but yeah, so my number two is the people.
Awesome. Kev?
Nice. My number two was back around the circuits, like doing the Comic-Con circuit and getting to interview some really cool celebs and even like making the friends, like you guys were saying, you know, in person at the cons, you know, getting to meet the fans, you know, we've had people fly down to cons or drive into cons to hang out with us, you know, and that was just full jaw, like jaw drops me, you know, it's just like, it just blows my mind that people would want to spend time with us, you know, and I did feel bad, you know, when we were busy at those con weekends that we didn't get to spend as much time as we wanted to. But I'm glad we at least got to meet some folks. And like, I mean, it meant a lot for us to like be able to like I said, to have the draw power to get people to come to come see us is just, it blows my mind. And like, you know, I got stopped in the hall because someone thought I was Kale, you know, and it's just like stuff like that. It was just really funny just seeing like, you know, just some rando thinking, you know, even, you know, knowing about Saga and just kind of quoting Saga at us or quoting 8-Bit at us. And, you know, we've talked about this before about like fans kind of, you know, the way we talk about things so personally, like fans know us better than we know ourselves sometimes. So they'll come and tell us things that we're like, oh yeah, that did happen in our lives. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
But like, and the cool interviews, man. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, you know, and just getting that press pass access, like Ryan and I got to like hang out like in the press section for the Alien anniversary panel at Comic Palooza, you know, with Sigourney Weaver and everybody that was still in like Aliens. You know, I got to interview Daryl McDaniels of Run DMC, DMC himself. And he was one of the coolest, smoothest interviews we had. And it's just like happenstance how that happened, you know, and it's just Peter Kleins, you know, again, you know, we met him at a horror convention. He used to become a friend. One of my favorite con moments too. And it's like, I seriously love this and it warms my heart every time I think about it, is when Jer dressed up as Thor and yeah. Everyone fucking loved it. He got like people stopping him everywhere to get photos. Kids were posing with him. Like it was beautiful. And like all the other shitty Thors that were there were nothing compared to what he did. And he put his together in like what, like a half an hour or something. But the ones that were there were horrible. Like, I mean, like they phoned it in even worse. Like mm-hmm. Jared just fucking nailed it. And like, there was a moment where somebody was in like an automated Rocket Raccoon costume. And Jer walked up to him. He's like, "Rabbit!" And they had this like hugging moment that was fucking adorable. And it was, you know, no one plans for that shit. And like I said, every time I think about that, it just warms my chubby heart.
And I'd like to take credit and say it was actual Thor, but you know, because of how muscular I am. But it was fat Thor, just to make things clear.
Out of work Thor. Come on.
Yeah, out of work Thor. My number two is along those same lines, the cons and the events and, all the, I have some footage still. I found some footage of me recording us getting ready, like to go down to the first con and like the trip down there and the trip to Bucky's and everything. And I was watching it and I was just like getting kind of worked up. I was just like, holy shit, man. Like those memories I will cherish forever. Getting stuck in traffic and singing boy band songs together.
Yeah. You are my fire.
And I remember we did one where we were like trying to see how low we can go in the tone. We're like, oh, I wanna hear you, sir. It was the creepiest.
Ryan has footage of that too.
Yeah. I think it's on our Instagram actually.
all the places where we found this delicious Chinese restaurant behind the stadium where we were like, I don't think we should be walking here, guys, at this late at night. And like all the adventures, me trying to talk you guys into going drunk on a or not even drunk, I think I was drunk after the fact, on scooters, and you were like
scooters.
You were like, we're not yeah. doing that, Jeremy. Going down to get like 13 pizzas, and then I see a guy character dressed up as a furry. All this stuff. Kev, you seeing Robert Englund and chatting with him in a bar.
Yeah, that was unreal.
The
man,
all these moments, Doug, killing Batman. I mean, all of this stuff is just,
oh man. So I remember the very first Alamo City Comic Con we went to, Peter May, he was there. I remember walking up to him because you'd think like, I mean, this is before. So, okay, Disney has bought Star Wars. Episode 7 has not come out yet, and they haven't even like started filming yet. It's like 2014, and maybe they hadn't started filming yet. I'm sure they started not long after this. But going up to him, and because like no one's there talking to him, being like, "See you in Star Wars. So you're gonna be in the next Star Wars movie?" And be like, "Can't say." So that's a yes then. Like if you can't say, that means you've signed something, so you're gonna be in Star Wars then. If that's how you want to take that answer, it is you're gonna be in Star Wars. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Meeting I remember meeting Troy Baker and then him going, oh yeah, the 8-bit geek, yeah, you guys, we heard about you guys. And then mm-hmm. we're like, fuck you have.
The fuck yeah. you have. Oh, fuck you have. And like, yeah, and like now, you know, 7 years later, shooting myself in the foot for not like being like, oh yeah, why don't you come be on our show?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. There's so many memories from those trips and all the opportunities and the things that we got to do. I went to QuakeCon here in Dallas, and I'm sitting there playing with my friend, and I'm like, I'm gaming, and one of the developers from Bethesda like walks up next to me and goes, Jeremy? And I was like, excuse me? I took off my head. And I'm, like, I'm sorry? And I see him like his, I'm like, oh, fuck, am I in trouble? Like, I know that we were like showing like half naked men on the screen a second ago, but it's not what you think. I was playing a video game that I was
playing Rust from. I was just making my character. I can't control how big a dick is.
I mean, yes, you can, but still, but, and then he's like, Jeremy from 8-Bit Geek. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh my God. And he's like having a fanboy moment. And I'm like having a fanboy moment. Cause I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
You're like, who paid you?
And just all of those interactions and everything that's happened. I'll always cherish those. And I'll always remember that. And it's something special. So that's my number two. Doug, number one.
My number one is you guys.
Same.
That's my number. There
you go. How could it not be? How could it not be?
Yeah, it'd be really fucked up if it wasn't. Like, it's probably good that I went first, because if someone else went first and it wasn't Wes, and like, it makes someone feel really fucking dumb.
And just to think, like, I don't, man, we've talked about it many times over, and it's just like one of those things where I don't even think that this should have happened, because I'm surprised that Doug, the way that you are, that you put up with doing this podcast with me when we, in the beginning, when we did not know how to handle each other. And like, yeah, we were like, it took us a while to figure each other out and then, and have understanding. And when that happened, I mean, off to the races, but, yeah, but during those, I mean, the, all the text message fights and all the arguments and all that stuff. And I was just like, this motherfucker. And then you're on your end, this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember those. Like I said, I remember telling the story about you guys getting into a text argument and then trying to lock each other out of one of the accounts, like, and one, and like Jer beat Doug to it, but like, and changed the password before he could. And like, I just remember them going back and forth, like, oh, you fucker, you got to it first.
Which then that ended up, we like ended up laughing about it.
Yeah, exactly. That ended up being like, all right, motherfucker. All right. I see you. Okay.
So it's incredible. It's incredible. It's, you know, opposites attract. And once we made love, it, we were fine.
Yep.
There's just a lot of sexual tension. That's all.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to fuck.
Sometimes.
And that'll, and that'll fix everything.
Ryan's going to text us. Wait, what?
Wait, without me?
I wasn't invited.
What con did I miss?
Can we go again? But yeah, okay. So
that, fight more.
Fight more. So yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I love you guys. I'm really grateful, Jeremy, that you reached out, even for just a weird interview with a weird unboxing dude. Because like I said, 10 years later, here we are. And I love it. I love that I got to hang out with you guys and meet you guys. And
it's just like weird. We're all family
at this point.
It's so weird how everyone has come together and how these relationships were built and made. So it's crazy. I should say also, you know, we've built some really great relationships, and sometimes it wasn't always all sunny, and we definitely burned bridges and we ruined relationships. And for, you know, we've apologized a million times, but I feel it's fitting as well on our last show to just say, you know, to all those people who we've wronged or have wronged us, you know, we forgive you, or we also apologize. And, you know, we wish nothing but the best to everybody out there. And, you know, we're sorry for all of our parts and wrongdoings. And we hope that you guys can forgive us as much as we forgive those who also did the same to us. So, but
I don't know why that's not where I thought you were going. And all those people that, you know, whatever, seems putting in our last show just to say, you know, well, fuck you.
Get fucked.
Fuck you. Goodbye. Now I don't have to bake this shit anymore. Get fucked, nerd.
We made it and you didn't, fuckers.
Yeah. We made it 10 years. Suck our nuts.
Kidding. Kevin's just looking on in horror. He's like, fuck. No, this is what happened to ruin those.
I smell a bridge burning.
Wow. So, all right, let's get on to something that we normally do on a normal show, which is talk about some news articles and some movies and gaming and stuff. And I don't think that we could let the last show go out of here without bringing up the slap heard round the world.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Listen, we don't have to cover what happened because
everyone knows. You know.
No, and we don't have to give our opinion because everyone's tired of it.
Because everybody has.
But what we can talk about is that just today, and we're recording this, spoiler alert, we're recording this on a Saturday. Just today, Will Smith has resigned from the Academy.
Yep.
And so what that means is that he cannot attend any kind of award shows, which, if you don't know, it's not just the Oscars. Like, they have other awards and all those other bullshit that they do. They do all these parties and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So he can't go to any more of those. He's not, I don't know if he's eligible then for another Oscar. If he's not in the Academy, because if you're not in the Academy and you get nominated, then you're automatically in the Academy. That's how that works. So I don't know if that means though, that he's not going to be eligible or whatnot. Some say that he should lose his Oscar I don't think he should lose his Oscar. He
no.
This has nothing to do with the Oscar award. Sure, it tainted everybody's night and stuff, but he earned that by working his ass off in a movie, and you know, I don't think that should be taken away. Because I mean, listen, his public image was already destroyed. So, cheers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has not had a good couple of years as far as like public image goes. But the one thing about it is like this too, not necessarily his fault. I mean, his actions are his fault, but there is a third party involved.
Right, and that's
and Yoko. No one seems to be speaking up about that part of it.
And that's Yoko Ono.
Yeah,
Yoko
Ono.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Jada.
His Yoko Ono. Yeah, well, I mean,
exactly.
You know, the fact that he laughed at the joke and then she said something to him and he got up and went and slapped him. And then she's laughing after he got slapped. Like, and I feel bad for her. Well, I feel bad for everybody, except for maybe her. Like, I know, like, she got made fun of and she got hurt about it. And I understand, like, you know, she has alopecia or whatever. She's not comfortable with it. Like, that sucks. But at the same time, she's kind of, I don't want to say weaponized their relationship, but she kind of has. I mean, the shit that we've had to learn about their relationship in the last 2 years.
And how she's
I don't want to cool know, but like she keeps doing it. I'm like bringing it up.
And she dragged him onto her show. Like he didn't want, his whole body language said, I don't want to be here. This is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about this to the public. And then she just straight up was like, I mean, it's your fault. You know, it's your fault. I'm happy with what happened. Yeah. And it's just, I've never liked her. There's always something off that I always felt. I was like, I just don't like her. And then all that stuff came out. I was like, I fucking knew it. But
yeah. So that's my opinion about it. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of, it's all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What was I going to say? I forget. His new show though. Bel Air is rad. I've heard
good things.
I've watched the full first season with Colin. Excuse me. And it's really good. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 might be Jim Carrey's final film as he's considering retirement.
Yep. Saw that today too.
Yep. He said, his quote says, while doing press for the show, he says, I'm retiring. Yeah, probably. I'm being fairly serious. It all depends if the Angels bring some sort of script that's written in gold ink that says to me it's going to be really, really important for people to see. I might continue down the road, but I'm taking a break.
I think it's fair.
Yeah.
The dude's had a fucking career, you know?
Yeah. And he was really upset with the whole Will Smith thing as well, saying, like, we're not the cool club anymore. We're not, we just... And a room full of people stood by and just allowed that to happen. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Academy, they did say that they asked him to leave and he refused. So they tried to, I mean, they could have escorted him out. They could have forced him out, but I think that would have made a bigger scene than was necessary. But
I heard that was disputed though. I heard they didn't ask him
really?
Yeah. I heard that. It's like, so and that's once again, it's one of those things. Cause you would think, the first time when I saw that, I was like, yeah, security should have escorted him out immediately. The fact that they let him stay there is basically allowing that shit to happen. And it's like, you know, like that 1 year where Kanye walked on Taylor Swift's award and like, they didn't kick him out then. And it's like, they should have kicked him out. And it's like, cause you're just allowing that shit to happen and it's not right.
Well, I think some of it too also is even the Academy was probably like, this is a joke. Like, this isn't serious. He's not, he didn't, you know, it was a, that was a maybe it's just something we didn't know that they were going to do. It's part of a bit. Yeah. And then as it goes on, you're like, oh, it's not a bit. Oh, it's not a bit. Shit. What do we do? And at that point, you know, a producer there knows who's supposed to win. So there may have been a discussion like, well, we need to get rid of him. Well, he's going to fucking win in a bit, but we can't.
They should have got rid of him. They're like, he's the winner, but he's obviously not here because of his actions earlier. So there you go. And call it a fucking night. He didn't deserve to go up there and do that shit and have that moment, I guess. I mean, he decided for himself to have that taken away.
Yep.
But once again, I mean, our opinions don't mean shit. It's two rich guys slapping each other. It's the stupidest shit ever. Like, I don't know why everyone's getting so worked up about it, or like it's the craziest thing that's ever happened, especially at the Oscars, because other wilder shit has happened with racist ass fucking John Wayne trying to like try to take out, you know, a Native American woman. And, you know, same with Clint Eastwood's old bitch ass, like making fun of her on stage. Like, fuck them both. There's been worse moments in the Oscars. If you really like, this ain't the end of the world. Just fucking move on.
And like we're about to do and talk about workers who help the world with Amazon. So this is absolutely insane. This is absolute insanity. In Staten Island, they just approved a union. They're going to get unionized at Amazon in Staten Island. Amazon spent $4.3 million on anti-union consultants in 2021 alone. In 4.3, so instead of paying people a fair and spending that money towards the employees, they went ahead and just was like, "Yo, let's not give more money to the employees and spend it on making them even more sexist shit."
Sounds about right. That tracks.
I hate it.
Did you see? And I don't know if this quote is real, but one of the people thanked Bezos for going to space because he's like, well, he was up in space, we got a union form down here on Earth. Like, that's great. Yeah, like thank you for being away so we could get work done.
They got fucked. They got really fucked over because what they did was they awoke the fucking the dragon, man. There was a gentleman who they fired 2 years ago, and he got fucking fired up over it, and he's the one who's responsible to get this union going. And good on him, man, for fighting that fight for 2 years. I don't know his name; it's not in the story, so I apologize, but you can look it up. So no. it's just insane. Let's see here. E3 is no more. It's got canceled for 2022. It says it might be back next year. I'm pretty sure it's dead. They should just make that into a con. We've said it before. Just make it into a convention, like a normal. The name alone will draw people.
Yeah. And you can still, all these publishers can still do their like individual things, but then like you still come in, you sell stuff, you still do like hands-on demos, you still do panels with your voice acting cast and whatnot.
Make it a huge room where all the voice actors and all the mocap actors from all your favorite games get together and sign autographs. Do it like the fucking movies, man. And make it about games and have like Doug said, those, you know, stations to play and stuff. And then you have panels and you just make it. And then you have all your vendors come in and sell video game related shit. And then you have artists come in. And I mean, come on, man, this is fucking easy. This is easy as shit. And you can have developer signings and all that stuff. Fuck out of here. It's too easy. Hire me. I'm an idea man. I'll put it together. Call me, E3. Let's see what else happened. PlayStation announced that they're coming out with their own version of Game Pass after saying that they would not be coming out with their own version of Game Pass because they don't feel that it is part of their brand. But they did it anyways because they were like, shit, Xbox has a big lead on us with this whole fucking Exodus. Fucking
well, how the fuck are they buying all these goddamn studios?
And then they go and do something real stupid. They essentially were like, all right, well, we got PlayStation Now. Let's just make that the more expensive tier. And then we'll also do streaming, but that'll be even more expensive. It's a three-tier system. And then they decided not to add first-party titles to it. And I was like, it's the same fucking shit. You just named it all under one thing. It's still all the same. There's nothing changed. Anywhoozles, that's your news. That's your news this week.
Jesus.
let's see, we're getting kind of late here. Let's do real quick, name off a couple things that we've been watching this week, and then we'll get into questions, and then say goodnight.
Word. So I can go first if that's my cool, because yeah, I didn't have much.
No, you can't go first. No, you can.
I finally started The Righteous Gemstones. I finished the first season already.
Nice.
And that show is fucking hilarious. It starts off dark as shit. And then, like, yeah, I mean, there's some good comedy in it. But yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the second season of that. Finish that up. Finish the first half of season two of Resident Alien. They're coming back in the summer now for episode 9. And I think they're supposed to do like 8 more episodes or something. So that's cool. Trying to think of what else I wrapped up recently. Oh, I started that one Viking show that you asked me to start or whatever, that comedy one where they brought the kind of like the slaves over and they were talking. I can't remember the name of it, but it was like they started off on a boat.
Doug asked you to?
I think it was you guys. I think you both asked me, like, once again, this is like a month ago when we last recorded. But Viking movie. I forget. It was like The Office, but it was like with Ghosts? Vikings.
Huh? Our flag means death, and that's pirates, not Vikings. Pirates.
Yeah. Death. You're going to have to figure this one out, man.
Was that a comedy?
Yes. It was Taika Waititi.
Yeah, I think that's the one where the first episode where there was like somebody kind of, there was a like villager kind of being uppity on the boat and like just like getting real. Is that the one?
Dude, you're watching Our Flag Means Death.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, I can't remember the name of the show.
No, I don't. Well, what you just described does not sound like it'd be first episode of Our Flag Means Death.
It does. Huh? He said it's somebody who's uppity on a ship. So it's somebody.
But a person from a village? Like.
Hold on. Was it a guy who's dressed in all frilly fair and like he's got old and he's like, he's trying to be a captain?
And he's a white dude?
He thinks it's like a trip or something like that. He doesn't know that he's a slave.
No.
Okay, then what the hell did I watch?
I don't know what you're watching.
I don't know, bud. Yeah, there's no slaves.
Oh, Norseman is the show that I watched. I had to look that up.
Never talked to you about this show.
Oh, for some reason, I guess when you guys told me to watch that, I guess I looked up Norseman instead. I was like, oh, that must be the show. And this is from like 2016. Okay, so that's the one I'm thinking of. So, yeah, that's an older show. Never mind. Well, I started the first episode of that. It was pretty funny.
Not that one.
Okay. Yeah. Rapid fire.
That's it.
I started Jackass Forever with the family and ended it real quick because we got like halfway through it. There's so much dick. There is so much penis. It's everywhere. And so we were like, okay, that's enough. And I was like, Colin, I don't think you're want to see that. I watched Studio 666, which is real crazy because I watched it and then the next day Taylor Hawkins actually died.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck?
That was such a bummer finding that out.
Let's see. I've watched Atlanta, the first two episodes. It was great. And then
it's back? Fuck. Yeah. I got to find that.
It's on my Plex.
Nice.
And then we all three have, I hope, watched Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I have not. Fuck, sorry.
Fuck out of town.
You guys can talk about it though.
Why?
I mean,
why?
That's what, something why? You're into? I don't know.
Are you not planning on watching it?
No, I'm gonna watch it. I have the first episode ready to go. Is it only one episode out so far?
Yep.
Okay, when did they release?
It's really
Wednesdays.
It's really good.
Nice.
It's different.
Awesome.
It's very different, and it's actually very dark. The stuff that they're putting on Disney Plus lately, I'm so surprised because I'm like, they're putting on some heavy stuff. Like, there's actual blood and everything in this episode, and I'm like, some scary stuff. And I was like, This is Disney Plus? So
hey man, okay. So here's my speculation as to what's happening on Disney Plus and all that stuff. So we're gonna do Moon Knight. Moon Knight's super violent. The comics super violent. He's like Punisher. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just the level of violence, motherfuckers kill people. He's kind of an anti-hero. Mm-hmm. So then we get like the week before Disney Plus gets all of the Netflix series, and then they put the TVMA shit on all those accounts so you can watch them. And then Moon Knight drops. It ain't no fucking coincidence. That's why it released when it did, because they're like, okay, the contract with Netflix ends there. We'll put those up and then we'll enable the TVMA and then we'll make Moon Knight like as violent as it needs to be. Because like, as of right now, we don't have those, but if we introduce it with these shows that people know is violent, then we can enable that and then we're good to go.
And they're like, well, parents can't yell at us. We clearly made it a big old sign. They made me enable that shit on my account when I first logged in. So they, so you knew what you were doing.
Yep. Yep. So. Well, there's the thing. So like in other countries where like Hulu doesn't exist, there is already a TVMA option for them. And what that does is it essentially enables Hulu for other regions. Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of like Hulu shows that are considered more violent, especially things like Deadpool. So you could watch Deadpool on Disney Plus in other countries because of that. But we didn't have that in America because they have Hulu, and why would they ever allow you to have one service that had all of their products when they could easily charge you for free and watch them that way? But now that Netflix, again, like they put it in there and with the rest of their Marvel stuff, just enable that, and then Moon Knight's a little more violent. So and I don't know if it's a TVMA title. I don't know if it has that rating on it, but like it feels like it should. Because I liked the first episode. I just felt like they normally release two episodes when they release shows, and so to it ended in a way where it was like, okay, I need more though.
Yeah.
Like I did great introduction to the character, but then also kind of like a cliffhangery sort of ending that I didn't really care for. Though again, was like I need the second one. I don't know, but my biggest complaint with it is that there's a lot of CG that did not necessarily look great to That's me. Fair. Like I don't know, or you know, I don't just. Like body replacement stuff where there's like a scene where like they're in a car and there's two guys on the road and it's they're real and now they're CG. And like, you know what I mean? Like there's like you, because stuff happens and like, obviously they didn't do that with people. And like, it is that look green screened and then it looks CG and it's just kind of, like, I need to stop watching VFX artists react. Cause it's making me notice all these things. Mm-hmm. More than I probably already would have, but it was a fun episode and I'm excited to see what's next. But
Doug, did you mention anything else?
Oh no, I haven't mentioned anything. But watch that.
Well then let's watch move on.
Our Flag Means Death, which is fucking phenomenal. Oh, yeah, and it's out now, Kev, so you can go watch all of it on HBO Max. Our Flag Means Death. It's got Our Flag Means Death.
A-R-E.
No, O-U-R.
H-O-U-R.
Our Flag Means Death. It's got Rhys Darby in it, who you might know from Flight of the Conchords, or I Love You, Man, or any of the other number of projects he's been a part of. Or it also has Taika Waititi in it, who you might know from the Green Lantern movie.
Oh my God, that's what you're going to bring up?
Weird pull there, bud.
New Guy.
Or what we
free guy, sorry, free guy, or What We Do in the Shadows, the original 2014 movie, or What We Do in the Shadows, the 2020 TV, whatever on FX, or Thor, or you know, it's Taika Waititi. You fucking know who he is. That's the show you're looking for, Kev. Anyways, it's fucking phenomenal. It is one of the gayest shows, and I fucking love it.
But it's not like it's not. I mean, I guess it is gay pretty all
it's
the way
through. It's pretty
all
gay.
All the way through. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
It's pretty gay, but like in a fun way, like because it's pirates. So gay pirates is a lot of fun.
And also, most pirates were gay. Anyways,
we're pretty gay.
Yeah. Anything they even say, even on the sea, not everything goes. So.
Yeah. Well, Kate and I were talking about it because there was the two gay pirates on the ship. The two, there's the one who's like flamboyantly gay, And then there's the one with the really funny voice. I don't know what his fucking, like, is Black Pete or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, Black Pete. So fucking funny. Oh, my funny. God.
But she's like, are they really gay pirates? And I was like, so you know how everyone thinks that everyone in the Navy is gay? It's like, because you're on board a ship with a bunch of dudes for months at a time. Like, things going to get real gay real fast. So she's like, oh, you think so? And I was like, oh, no, I know so. Like,
yeah, it's well recorded. It's well documented that back in the day when, you know, during the pirate era, most pirates had syphilis and all that because of the fact that they slept with each other and they spread it all around and all the crews had it. And yeah, it's well documented that pirates were very gay.
Yeah. So.
I should say bi. Because probably then they came back to the port and they were like, it's time to be a man again.
Yay, women. Yeah. Finally. But that show, very good. Very, very good. And then Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Finally came out and been enjoying the fuck out of that.
Da bomb.
It's so fucking funny. And I did not know that Andy Samberg was in it. And it was such a fucking delight.
For real. When that first voice hit, I was like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah. Well, dude, oh my God. So like watching Our Flag Means Death, there's the episode where Will Arnett shows up and Kane were like, oh man, we've been meaning to watch Murderville. So we finished that and then we watched Murderville and then we watched that in like 2 days. And so then that night I started Tiny Tina's and I was like, Will Arnett is fucking haunting me. He is in every fucking thing I've been watching lately. This dude just fucking shows up in everything.
Yeah. It's fucking sick. Okay. That's it for all that we've been watching, playing and doing. Now let's get on to something which is the questions from the fans. We'll do this. This will be fun because we got a lot of questions. So let's run through some of them or most of them or none of them, whatever Doug wants to do, because this is his segment.
Barangas Khan wants to know, what is your favorite childhood memory? There's a lot of bad juju around the world these days. Sometimes it's nice to remember the quote unquote simpler times. Favorite childhood memory?
Mm. My grandfather. And I know that's pretty broad, but I say that because this is such a fucking cliche thing to say, and I apologize if anyone's offended by it, but he taught me how to be a man, you know, and not in the sense of like, this fucking weird macho man kind of thing. But, he taught me the significance of working hard, of fixing things, of, taking responsibility, of, essentially he had such a huge part in who I became, my strong character and you know, standing up for things that, you know, you believe in. I mean, it's all this stuff came from him because my father was, you know, left when I was three. So he really helped mold me into a great man. And so, that's my favorite memory is him and all the things that even when I used to get grounded, I had to go and he was towards the end of his life. He was, he had to have like a shitter in the same room as him. Right. He had one of those, metal shitters that had the plastic pullout thing and had to get emptied. So when I'd get in trouble, he would make me sit on that. And I'd be like, I don't want to sit on that. He goes, boy, you better sit on that. And I was like, okay. And he would be watching his baseball game and he'd always watch the Yankees play. And, his memory is really what really wonderful. So that's my favorite childhood memory.
All right. Kevin, you're muted.
Sorry, my dog was barking.
It wouldn't be a show without you getting muted.
Yeah, without me, exactly. We're hitting all the notes. Mine was my first concert. I was like 15 years old. I still consider that childhood, seeing as I'm 41 now.
Oh man, I don't consider that. I guess it is 15. Okay, I guess.
Yeah, and like just going in that and experiencing live music, and it's shaped my life ever since. I mean, I can't live without live music, man. Like going back to it after pandemic, like I even shed, like I was even like tearing up for like just being there. So, man, I mean, just going to my first live concert, it was a punk rock show, a bunch of local bands, but it just felt right. Everything just went right that night, man. And it's just like, I always think back fondly on it. And I think like last September was like, I think like 25 years, I think, since I went to my first concert. So it's pretty wild. Yes. Good.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is tough because it's so long ago and there's a lot of good ones in there. Favorite childhood memory. This I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's one that stands out pretty vividly. There was one time my dad took me to Dallas to go watch an old building get blown up and torn down.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was one of those, like, you know, he woke me up super early in the morning. We drove to fucking Dallas, and it was just the two of us. And, like, I mean, I was probably Ollie's age. I was probably, like, six. And going and standing, you know, blocks away, watching all the, well, you know, the detonation go, the implosion, essentially. And then watching this building fall. And then us having to run to get away from all the dust and shit that came, you know, rolling out. Mm-hmm. And it was just one of those, I think about that, not all the time, but it's just one of those, like, when I think about childhood memories, stuff like that stands out, because it was just really cool to see as a kid. One, to see a building get torn down, like, that, are you fucking kidding me? And then, you know, just me and my dad, I don't know, all the times we went fishing and all that fun shit, you know, so. But he's the one who got me into video games. This is all his fault. let's see, what other questions we got? Oh, shit, there's so many. Tesla Cord wants to know, what was the last game you beat, the main story or campaign?
The last one I beat. Shit.
Is it Guardians for you?
Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
Nice. Yep. I think I finally got around to being Control. I think that was the most recent game that I finished.
Yeah. I think, so I got a PlayStation 5 and I played through Miles Morales again and I beat that. So I guess that may be the most recent, like, story campaign that I finished. Cause I haven't beat Far Cry 6. I haven't beat Valhalla. I haven't, obviously haven't beat Tiny Tina yet. So I guess that would be, that.
Mm-hmm. I did beat Far Cry 6. That was one of the more recent ones too. That was a good one.
June wants to know, she's like, I'm sure this has been covered, but what game are you most looking forward to this year?
Oh, that's
God of War 2.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was also going to bring up Gotham Knights, the Rocksteady game.
Yeah, that one looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Suicide Squad got pushed to next year, right?
Yeah, to 2023. Yeah. Starfield.
Oh yeah, Starfield, definitely.
Yep.
That one looks promising.
That's the Bethesda.
Or it sounds promising.
One that comes out this week, Lego Star Wars,
oh, yeah.
The Skywalker Saga. Oh, no. Fuck yes. I can't wait. This game is supposed to come out in 2020. It is finally coming out.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. I'm picking that up for sure.
Yeah. Yup.
What's it called? Forspoken.
Forspoken, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm just looking at a list now. A Plague Tale, Requiem, which, guys, I don't. Man, I'm super bummed that I've constantly talked about this game and y'all have not touched it.
I know what you're talking about.
The one about the rats.
The rat game, yeah. I have it on PS5. You said
it was scary.
It's not scary. It's just sometimes you're like, ooh, but the story is one of the best I've ever played. It's so phenomenal. And it's right up your alley because it's a, it's like a stealthy game. Okay. Next.
Sorry, I was reading. I popped into another chat on accident. Oh shit. I did it again. Where am I? Okay. God, so many questions. June also wants to know, what's your favorite comic book writer and or artist?
Oh, that's so simple. Greg Capullo and oh my god, brain fart.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Zack Snyder.
Scott Snyder. I think those two are, those two will go down in history as probably the, like the most, two of the rock stars of modern comic book creations. Like those two are like Hall of Fame.
I like Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale, who did comics like The Long Halloween. Mm-hmm. And they also did the Spider or the Marvel, what are they called? It's like Spider-Man Blue, Hulk Double Gray, D-Baldi. And something yellow, Daredevil Yellow, I think. They're very good. I enjoy them for like older stuff. And like I like Frank Miller Batman too. I don't necessarily care for Frank Miller though. He's kind of weird, but
I can see that.
I like go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I was gonna say, I also like Greg Capullo and Scott Snyder. Some of their stuff, I'm like on the edge, I'm like, that's okay. It's okay. But I like their new 52 intro to Batman shit was fucking awesome. The whole Court of Owls was just,
dude,
chef's kiss, beautiful.
Even their shit from even Metal, Batman Metal, I think that's what it's called. It is so rad as well. Like I was like, they took a swing, you know, it's not for everybody, but they fucking took a swing and they let them be creative. And I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And
any questions we don't get to, I guess we'll answer them in the chat.
Yeah. Kevin, did you ever answer? Did you have an answer?
Yeah, I was gonna say Todd McFarlane is a big one for me because I really liked Spawn growing up, and like, because that was like dark fucking comics at the time, and then like that HBO comic, the HBO comic series, like when I was a kid, was huge. I really enjoyed Spawn, and then Alex Ross is another one from DC, and he also did some Marvel stuff too, but amazing artist and or a comic book writer. He did more of the writing stuff, and then like Todd McFarlane, I think, did both. Because I remember when he would used to do the GameStop conventions, and he would like start drawing. And when he's talking to you, he'd kind of just hand you something and be like, "Oh, here, this is for you." And it'd be like a little like drawing from Todd McFarlane. It's pretty rad. Cool. Yeah.
Let's see. So Link always comes in with like 1,000 questions. So hold on,
he's good at
that. Read through these. Do you like playing story-based games alone or with friends on your first playthrough? Why or why not?
Wait, say that again?
The game. Do you enjoy playing story-based games alone or with friends on your first playthrough?
Alone. My ADD is so bad, and I get so annoyed when people start talking during the cutscenes because I really want to know what's going on. And when it's story-based, it's very intimate. And so, like, co-op stuff, sometimes I'm like, fuck, like, shut up, I want to hear this.
And yeah, or somebody's, like, opting to, like, skip cutscene.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
So I like to play them alone. Depends. I mean, on a game like Borderlands or something, that's definitely open season. Like, I love playing friends with that. I don't have any, so I haven't had a chance to in about 5 years. So, but... when I did play Borderlands with my buddy, we played through the first and second one together, and the third one I played alone. But the first two, I mean, it was fantastic. So.
Mm-hmm. Those games are definitely built to be played with people.
Yeah,
and like so, playing through Tiny Tina's, I've played some with Caleb, and I made a character for that, and then I've been playing on my own. And like, it feels bigger somehow alone when you have to do everything. Like, not like, oh, this is harder, but like it feels like the game's faster when there's someone else, but faster in a good way. Like the fights are still like just as tough, but like, I don't know, there's something about having that extra person there that makes them feel like they're flying by faster, like easier in a way, but just, I don't know, but not, you know what I mean? I don't know, there's something about it that's fun in that regard. But then I play a lot of single player games. I especially story based ones tend to be mostly single player, like Spider-Man and God of War, and you know, the big story games tend to be single player anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I will always go for a single player game over a multiplayer game almost at any point. Like Star Wars, I was so hyped for for Fallen Order because I wanted that single player story experience over, let's say, like Battlefront 2 or something, right? Battlefront 2 is still a lot of fun, but if you had to make me choose, I'm going to choose Fallen Order just for the story. So, let's see. I don't know. I don't want to do too many because there's so many of them. Something I guess more for Jaren. How young did your kids get into video games, if at all? And what are some good games that are fun, interesting for kids that you found?
I remember playing a call or call. Yeah, I remember sitting calling down on my lap when we were living in the apartment when he was like 2 or 3, and he was playing World of Warcraft with me. And he would like hit the button for me and stuff. And so I remember that being the first experience. And then he loved little racing games, and I let him play Destruction Derby and stuff like that. So that's where he first got into gaming. So now he's off to the races.
Yeah, now he's playing GTA.
Yeah. now he's turning 15 in a month and playing GTA 6 or GTA 5. Sorry. Damn, I said 6. Now everyone knows.
Oh, you leaked it.
God. I meant 5.
Confirmed.
I meant 5. I think Doug just had a stroke because I said that that Colin's turning 15 in a month.
Or he just fell asleep because he's old.
It's wild. No, it's wild to me. Again, just like, you know, when I started this, he was 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's, it's, you know, that's how life is, right? And obviously people get older, and just so in my head, he is still 6. So when you send pictures of him and he's a full fucking adult, you know, it's like, who the fuck is this kid? And like, dude, Ollie is 6.
Which is so really, I don't know, strange.
Just the, like, you started this when he was 6 and we're ending it when Ollie is 6 is.
Oh,
wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man. Ollie got super into video games, because of, we would watch, his Uncle Tanner's like YouTube videos, and his video game reviews, Brutal Moose. And then from there, he just got like obsessed, like watching people play video games on the internet, which I guess is super popular with kids in general.
Mm-hmm.
So he watches a couple of YouTubers who are kid and family friendly. Watch them play a lot. So he's like really into like games like Five Nights at Freddy's and Undertale. And then things like Slime Rancher and Minecraft, obviously, and things like that. He's never played any of them because I know when I was like 6 or 7, like I got my first Game Boy and I broke it on accident because I got frustrated and I threw it on the couch and it like just happened to hit something on the couch and it broke the screen. And I don't want him to break something on accident out of frustration, because he already, like, when he gets frustrated at stuff, tends to not necessarily throw things but slam things down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I so we told him when he was younger, like 3, we're like, okay bud, when you're like 7, we'll get you something to play video games. This motherfucker's like, all right, motherfuckers, I turned 7 in September. Let's fucking go. like, what do you, I can't wait to get my Switch when I turn 7. And it's like, oh, Bob, we didn't. Oh, shit. We told you that when you were 3. We thought you'd fucking forget.
Mm-mm-mm.
And he's like, I remember stuff. Like, I remember stuff from when I was born. And it's like, yeah, I fucking believe it, you fucking weirdo. And you're goddamn like, dude is too smart. We got him like the GT testing just to see where he was. You know, it was kindergarten. Dude's reading at a 5th grade level.
Whoa.
Nice.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he's doing math at a 2nd grade level. Which, so he's doing like, he can do like fractions and like decimal shit. And like, wow. And it's like, bro, you are 6. You are 6. Stop it. So anyways, well, awesome. I'm not trying to brag, but it's just, he's just one of those kids where I, like, yeah, I believe when he says like, oh, I remember stuff from when I was born. Like, yeah, you do. Okay. I believe you. Cause what the fuck is up with your brain, you weirdo. So I don't know. I got to figure out what the fuck we're going to do with him. Cause he has sat by me while I've played stuff. So he watches me play video games all the time, but he has not played anything. himself, but he is obsessed. Obsessed. Let's see. One last question.
Okay.
We will answer the other ones that we don't get to over on the Discord. So make sure you go check those out. But here's one. This is a bad one. My cousin wants to know, my cousin Austin, dear sweet precious child, wants to know, what's y'all's favorite sex position?
That's a great way to end things.
Didn't we answer this before? Didn't he ask this before?
What I want to know is, like, bro, you just looking for tips? Like, are you just wanting to spice things up in the bedroom? Like, I don't. Also, like, speaking of people, you know how your son is like forever is like six in my mind. My cousin is always like my little cousin, who's, you know, I know he's a grown ass adult with like a full time job and two kids, but no, he's still just a little child. So him asking that in the Discord, I was like, fucking Austin. Like, no, dirty. Sir, you are a virgin.
He still is.
You
that's
have
why never, he's asking.
Yeah, you've never held a girl's hand before. you're jumping ahead there, bud.
He still hasn't.
So. Yeah. Cart before the horse.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Somebody else can go first.
We answering this? Oh.
Kev, just for that, you're going first.
Yep, 10 right. years ago, I would have said, no, I don't know, man. I mean, it's just, I guess, I don't want to throw out my moveset. Like, it'll just, yeah.
Come on, Kev.
Grown start man. With a figure four leg lock into like a fucking walls God. Of Jericho. Uh-huh. Usually yeah. that gets it going. Uh-huh. Finish it up with like a reverse figure four where she turns over and then it reverses on me. And then it's like kind of turns into a weird pegging situation. what? And then I tap, and that's when everything comes to fruition.
All right, so we're not answering this.
Oh, I named all my moves.
Whatever requires the least amount of work. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Phoning it in.
I don't know. Personal question. I don't know. Favorites? I don't know.
Laying on my side and just doing the least amount of work, like Doug said.
The old fashioned spoon and slip.
Yeah.
Oops. I just don't want people to like think this is like if something happens to us tomorrow and this is the last episode we really do ever record. It's like I don't want people to go let's go out like that.
Kev,
it's
we've like, got oh, 10 last moments years.
Of Kev just thrusting.
Kev, we've got 10 years of content they can listen to.
Yeah. They wanted to know. They asked the question.
Austin didn't want
to
know.
I don't think he actually expected us to answer. Like, Austin, do you want to think about me having sex with my wife? That's weird, bud. Again, if you're looking for tips, there's places on the internet you can go find like things to do to spice things up.
It's not
Jerry's weird. Got like seven websites he could send you. He sent me like a couple last week.
Doug, it's not weird for Kev and me to imagine that. I mean, you know, so if you want to continue, maybe in private.
We'll take this one offline.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, one last question. Chair. One last question.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's find a good one. Oh, man. We've answered a good amount of these, actually. Austin also wants to, what's your favorite thing you have bought so far this year? Here we go. Bought. What's something that you bought this year that you really enjoyed? I bought a couple of things this year that I've enjoyed.
Hmm.
I got an air fryer, finally.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That I've used it one time, and it was right before we recorded, and everything worked out fantastic.
I haven't received it yet, but I bought a Ghostbusters actual backpack, like an actual
proton pack. Was that what it's called? Proton?
Yeah, proton pack. I bought a proton pack. It'll be here in early 2023.
Yeah. Okay, so you haven't really enjoyed it yet.
Haven't enjoyed it, but I did enjoy buying it.
yeah, well, I mean, that's half the experience, isn't it?
A Lego set? I don't know. I haven't bought shit this year. I haven't really bought anything.
I bought this at Black Friday of last year, so it's close. It's within a year, if that counts. If we're not counting fiscal, I got like that Quest headset. like that VR headset for the price. It was very cool. And for it to be able to hook up to your PC for Steam, like I was able to play Half-Life Alyx all the way through on like a $300 VR headset. It was awesome. It was really fun. And the technology has come so far with, like I said, the wireless technology, like it's so much fun. Once they, you know, once they start upping it up, like I'm really looking forward to the PSVR 2 because they're supposed to just really up the technology on that thing. But just removing the wires and removing all that stress of setting it up is so much nicer with this Quest, where it's just put it on your head and go. I love that experience. So I'd say that's the coolest thing I've bought within the last year, and I use it daily.
Nice. Jesus, Kev. All right. I got my PlayStation 5 this year.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There
you go. Yeah. Now I've only played Miles Morales on it.
You got a lot of good stuff on there, man.
It's just one of those. I have not been playing a whole lot of video games lately. A lot of my time has gone to, talk about Saga. I've spent so much time on these fucking maps and stuff that I've been building for the table, but they look so goddamn cool.
I can agree.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Look awesome.
All right. That is it. That's our show for everybody. It's been a great run. It's been a great 10 years. Thank you everybody so much for tuning in throughout, whether you started back with us 10 years ago in 2012 or you just started on this episode. Thank you everybody for the support, for all the love and all the memories.
I mean, again, this isn't goodbye. It's we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll be around.
We'll still be in the Discord. Yeah, we'll still be putting out Saga episodes. We'll still be in the Discord. I'm getting 8-Bit Brawl back together. So,
Just the main show's kind of just taking a long break, and we'll see you when we want to talk about things like Doctor Strange 2, Obi-Wan, 8-Bit Horror Fest, you know.
Mobius.
Oh, my God.
It's ended, folks.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that movie. I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen it yet?
Colin goes,
Jared,
did you go see it? No, Colin goes, hey, Dad, you want to go see that movie? I go, it's getting terrible reviews, but I'll do it if you really want to go. And because I just want to go to a movie with you. So, and he was like, yeah, I don't know. So
I've literally seen people go and like pull their Suicide Squad movies off the shelf or whatever and go like, they did it. They finally did it. They made you suck in both universes.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, like they. I just don't understand. He's a terrible person. I don't know why he keeps getting movies. I don't get it.
He's a shit human.
Yep.
Wow.
No, he really is. Like it's. Anyways, okay. That's our show. I hope everybody enjoyed it, and we'll see you when we see you. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And for the last time, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.